Well, I think when you look at how Russia has implemented economic policy over the past two decades since Putin came to power in the end of 1999, there is a fairly stable body of economic policy-making practices that I think it is fair to call Putinomics, not in the sense that it's only coming from him, but certainly he and the political consensus that he represents have been broadly in favor of a number of key principles that have been durable over time. And so one of those principles is stable macroeconomic management. So Russia's kept its budget deficit fairly low. It's kept its debt burden fairly low. It's kept inflation fairly low. And as a result, it regularly receives fairly high marks from international organizations such as the International Monetary Fund on questions of macroeconomic management. At the same time, Russia's been very deliberate in using social policy to achieve political stability. So, for example, Russia's since the late 1990s, Russia's devoted substantial resources to making sure that pensions, which every elderly Russian receives from the government, are paid out not only on time, but in most years, pensions have increased compared to the previous year. And so elderly Russians feel far more secure than they did in the 1990s. And of course, as in many countries, elderly Russians go out and vote and they affect the political process. So that's been important from a political perspective, as well as from an income perspective for those Russians. And then a final important, I think, principle of Putinomics has been, on the one hand, having a strong political role for the state in industries that the government perceives as strategically relevant, industries such as the financial sector or the energy sector, the types of industries that play a role in the political process. But on the other hand, industries that aren't politically important, like supermarkets, for example, or the steel industry, are mostly left alone by the government. So unlike during the Soviet period when officials in Moscow set prices for the smallest product being sold in the furthest off city, today, unless a business or unless a sector of the economy is strategically important for decision makers in Moscow, they mostly leave it alone and the market operates not too dissimilarly than it would in any other country that you might imagine.